This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Yeah, they're actually ending tolls in New Hampshire. Not all of them, unfortunately, but a couple of toll booths at one busy exit. Yeah, one busy exit in Merrimack, New Hampshire. They're just ending it. They're just going to stop staffing the booth. You'll be able to just drive on through. They're not going to tear it down, but there's going to be no toll collecting.
Why waste the money?
Yeah, I imagine that's where they're coming from on it. You can share your thoughts if you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So you can bring up whatever you want as well. And that actually led into a conversation about, you know, some of the things that make New Hampshire different and special. And, Chris, you and I, we made the decision to move here. Vincent, you grew up here mostly. You were born in Quebec province.
No, I was born in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. But you've sort of hail from Quebec in some
way. Yeah, well, I was raised by my French mother, you know, in isolation, so I might as well have been. and when, you know, the Pennsylvanian woods, you know, French is the first language.
Gotcha. Well, and then you spent a lot of your years in New Hampshire after that.
Yes.
But you had the benefit of being here as a young person, whereas we came in while we were adults, and, you know, we chose to migrate here as part of this, let's call it the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, this overarching movement of people that have come here. And, of course, you know, this is something we can just talk about, because we have some strong opinions about this migration, and you were sort of bellyaching about libertarians in general, how they either aren't even aware of what's happening, or they don't even understand what's happening.
I would say some. I don't want to say all libertarians are bickering about this. I think there's a handful of them.
I think a lot of them don't even know. I think there's a wide number of people who have no idea.
It seems like there's more people here that don't even know anything about what's going on, like, than we even realize. Like, I mean, there
are people who've migrated here.
I mean, I'm just talking about Keene alone. Like, there's dozens of people.
You mean the normal folks that live in Keene, the natives?
No, I'm talking about libertarians who moved as part of the migration movement, and we don't even know them. Like,
right, okay.
I mean, there's just so many of them. Like, there was a dozen names that Johnson, another co-host on the show, was listing off to me, and I didn't know a single one of these people.
And these are people who live in this area?
These are people who live in this area. And I'm like, who are these people? I've never met a single one of those.
They don't come out, they don't socialize.
It's just, I'm amazed that there's these people, a lot of people in this little town of 20,000-ish people, and I didn't even know they moved here for the migration movement.
So we were talking about some of the things that makes New Hampshire special. There's actually a really great documentary about that called 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It was made 5 years ago, so I don't know how dated it is at this point, but it was still pretty darn good the last time I took a look at it. Highly recommend you check that out, because there really is a great migration here, and I'm so glad I moved, because I've met so many great people.
The thing that really did it for me was Derek Chase, Victimless Crime Spree. I know it's not necessarily the same.
That's a special movie.
Yeah.
And that is going to attract a certain type of person.
Absolutely.
One of the reasons
I think it's going to attract the kind of people we need more of.
I agree with you,
to be honest.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we made that movie.
Yeah.
But if you're just looking for some overarching reasons why New Hampshire is a pretty great place to be, if you care about freedom, 101 Reasons is a great overview. But that led to a discussion about what our co-host Mark Edge is going to be doing coming up in a week and a day or so, basically. On basically next Sunday, he's going to be leaving to the Mariana Islands. Now, I don't know how much he's talked about this on the air yet, but I don't think it's a secret, and it certainly isn't now. But the Mariana Islands are like way, way, way out there. And we're talking almost to like the Philippines, basically. Almost to Japan. Almost.
Yeah, I mean, if you're concerned about China, you probably don't want to move there.
Well, as far as, like, could China attack that place? Is that what you mean?
It's the first place that's going to be invaded. If China gets out of its cocoon, you know, that the area in which it inhabits, I guess is the best way to phrase it.
Yeah, they're claiming like that they own the South China Sea, for you know, from my understanding.
Right. If they move outside of the South China Sea, they're basically taking over the Mariana Islands first.
Well, is Guam closer?
It's right next door to Mariana.
Right next door. Okay. So because Guam has, I'm not unsure about Mariana. I know Guam has a lot of military assets.
It does, and that's probably the one thing sort of protecting it, but it also making it a target.
So, right. Mariana also has military.
No, not much.
Oh, no. Okay. So
no,
Guam,
I don't think it has any really. They
tested some nuclear weapons, I think, or launched them from.
Oh,
I think they launched them from Tinian, which is one of the islands in the Marianas.
Okay.
But there's actually been some pushback by the natives that they don't want the military to be there. So, like,
yes.
there's some anti-war kind of pushback from what I hear. But Christian Anarchist in our Discord chat says, my brother lived there for a year, talking about the Mariana Islands. And he says, or for a year and a half, he hated it. He lived on Saipan. We visited them there for a week. Looks like paradise, but it's not. And I think that's probably true when you deal with any kind of island place or any place that appears to be paradise, right?
Yeah.
There's always going to be the tourist side of town.
Yep.
And, you know, whether you're talking about Cancun or whether you're talking about whatever place in the world we're talking about, or Acapulco, and then there's going to be the real Saipan, right? There's going to be the real Acapulco, and no place is paradise. That doesn't exist. The reality is there's a government gang every place you go on the planet, and they are going to behave in this relatively similar fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's kind of interesting because I think there's two different perspectives one can have depending on whether you're an optimist or, you know, a narcissist, I guess.
No, it's a pessimist.
Pessimist.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Optimist or a narcissist.
But, like, I feel like Keene would be a terrible place to live.
Keene, New Hampshire.
If it wasn't for... okay, so in some respects it is, but if it wasn't for the fact that we actually have a community here, right?
Keene would actually still be better than a lot of places, because when you talk about Keene being bad, Vincent, you're only comparing it to the rest of New Hampshire.
Oh,
it's way better than, like, pretty much most cities in the United States. Like, there's like, virtually no crime. There's very little as far as... Yeah, they have regulations in Keene. There's zoning and crap like that. But it's nowhere near as bad as, like, Florida, where I'm from. They literally have zoning thugs in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from, that drive around in trucks all day long, scope your property out for violations.
I don't think you can put Florida on the list, period. Like, I mean, that's just not a fair comparison.
But
that's so bad. Like, you can't even include it when you go to rate states.
But Florida's supposedly the number one most free state, according to...
the most corrupt state in the nation.
Well, that's supposedly either Rhode Island or Hawaii or something like that. But
yeah, I don't know if I believe that one.
You're talking about cities. For me, like, it's talking about cities, and I'm talking about, like, many things, you know, like the quality of people. But, I mean, comparing cities, it's like saying, where would you rather eat... what body part would you rather eat out from? You know, the armpit or, the other place?
You don't like cities, period.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Keene barely qualifies as a city. It's called a city. But anyway, let's get back into this question of Mariana. Because you had some things, some concerns or whatever, critiques of the idea of libertarians migrating to this relatively small island chain in the Pacific.
I love the idea, like, conceptually, of moving to an island to be amongst other people because we could actually potentially have control, potentially eventually...
smaller population.
Right, it would be easier to, declare independence and do all sorts of things, and nobody would care, right? Like,
well, the people who live there would care.
Or they'd bomb you to death. Or the people who live there would string you up from a cross or something like that.
It's possible. But the point is, you have a greater potential in some respects if you could pull it off.
Sure.
The problem, I think, is effective. There's probably numerous problems, but what looks like, as he said, the reason C probably disliked it, I think we could probably fix a lot of those reasons, but...
Well, it might have been just too hot or mosquitoes or whatever. He didn't say why.
That's true. But I suspect it's people, right? Like, a lot of the quality of life issues have to do with people, and not necessarily...
Well, and supposedly the islanders are lazy.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know if that really, I don't know how that would, like, impact, like, your quality of life. If
Well, if the Islanders are lazy, that means that stuff doesn't get done when it should get done. You know, if you want to hire a construction crew or something like that, like,
yeah, maybe.
You're just going to have to wait.
But they have outsiders come in to do that kind of work.
Well, that's a good point, because the Marianas has no limit, apparently, to the work visas that they can have, unlike the United States.
And apparently it does have a large...
A lot.
Immigrant population of some kind?
It's actually majority immigrant, as I understand.
Okay.
More coming up here from like China and Japan and the Philippines. 855 450 free. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega 6, omega 3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us on the air, 855-450-3733. We're talking about libertarian migrations, most of which are not even worth talking about because they just were in the idea phase, and it's like some guy who's a libertarian who's like, oh, I like the idea of libertarians moving to where I live. Come on, move over here. Free Detroit. What's the other one? Blue Ridge Liberty. There's like all these wannabes out there. And, of course, the Free State Project was the only one so far that has really been a success, meaning that there have actually been a significant number of people, a couple thousand at least, that have moved, and most of them, I think, have stayed here in New Hampshire. And, Chris, you and I are two of those people. But, by the way, before we go on with the conversation, because we also brought up Mariana Islands in there, there's this new movement of crypto people, which I presume will be mostly libertarian, migrating out there.
Like one person so far.
That's two.
Two with Mark, maybe.
There's going to be two in the next week. DibbyProject.org, though. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and exchange instantly between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for entering earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's partnership with Western Union or relationship with them, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DibbyProject.org. That's DibbyProject.org. As we continue here, Lumpy in our Discord chat says, so Mark gave up on freedom. Well, I don't know about that.
I did that a long time ago.
That may be
a strong argument for that.
But I think it's a little bit of an extreme statement to say that so far. We still need clarification from Mark exactly with what his plans are, and says he's going to stay.
Well,
so.
One thing's for sure about Mark is he's not sure about anything.
Right.
He's wanted to move to the Roatan project thing. He's wanted to move to some former Russian state at one point. He's like all over the place.
Oh, South Ossetia, I remember.
With what he's wanted to do. But when he heard the pitch from the Crypto Frontier folks at CryptoFrontier.org, he was instantly like persuaded. And I have to say, I'm interested in it. Like, I would like to see how this goes. And I'm definitely, open-minded. In fact, Crypto Frontier is on the line with us here. Alexander is with us.
Hey, happy to be here.
Hey, welcome. You're calling from, where are you today?
I'm in Saipan in the Northern Mariana Islands.
And
you're actually there? Or no, you're...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, awesome.
You moved with, tomorrow's, 2 weeks that you've been there?
Yeah, I moved on the 22nd.
And so two weeks in, I mean, maybe just do kind of a recap. How's it been going for you?
Well, it's been something else. I came from the cold East Coast. It's a nice warm climate. I've met a lot of interesting people. There's a lot of retired military guys who I think would be sympathetic both to crypto and a libertarian message for those who are into that kind of thing. I got some interest from some businesses as well. And overall, it's just been a very fun, heartening experience.
When you say interest from businesses, you mean like in cryptocurrency?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I already have one business. They take crypto. They got their BitPay set up. And I'm working with another two to set up cryptocurrency payments in the next month or so.
This might be on my travel destination if they're taking crypto here for
a reason to go out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's kind of the whole point.
And in Q1, there should be three businesses, which is perhaps starting from zero, right? If you check out CoinMaps now or AnyPay, there's nothing. So our growth rate is spectacular, and we expect it to remain that way for at least the first couple of years.
Now, did you say you're using BitPay or AnyPay?
This person in particular is using BitPay because it integrates into his payment system and inventory management.
Right.
So I try to tell him, AnyPay is great, you should use that. But he said, I'm willing to try, but I have to to integrate my system. Or like,
yeah, hey, whatever works, as long as somebody's taking crypto.
I wouldn't be too freaked out about what particular...
I think BitPay supports Bitcoin Cash, so I mean that's...
It does, it supports Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin, so...
And I've heard they're going to start doing...
And Ethereum as well.
Yeah, and I've heard they're going to start taking like certain stable coins on the BitPay platform as well.
Okay.
In 2020.
Not really terribly interested in
that.
That
doesn't excite me that much.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. So, you know, this is kind of more of like a crypto project, but, you know, somebody's on the line here, or not on the line, but in our chat room, Gene the Christian Anarchist said he had a family member of his who lived out there, and he said he hated it. Now, he didn't explain why.
Yeah, I suspect it's because the people, not that the people are bad that are there, but the like-minded individuals is, I think, the best way to phrase it.
Well, I don't know what Gene's brothers or whatever.
No, and I'm just jumping to that.
Yeah, I mean, he might not like the bugs. I mean, it is a tropical climate, right? Like, I mean, there's probably mosquitoes on the island.
So can you tell us what the temperature was today?
The temperature pretty much every day is low 80s. In the afternoon,
yeah, it's warm.
It cools down.
Okay, yeah. So it's pretty warm
76
there.
76 to 83 every day.
All year long, right?
That's kind of miserable weather, but, you know,
it depends on what your opinion is. It depends on your opinion.
That's true. What's the humidity like? Because that matters more than the temperature.
Well, it's an island.
The humidity varies. There's a rainy season and a drier season. So right now we're in more of the drier season, so it's not too bad. But during the rainy season, it can get a little humid.
Now, it's the middle of the day right now, right? Like, it's what time is it where you are?
So it's 12:30.
So it's basically high noon. It's lunchtime. Inside.
I was just eating my lunch, tuning into Free Talk Live, and heard some Mariana talk, so I thought I could chime in.
So is there air conditioning? Is that like a thing, or is it too expensive? Like, just too expensive, therefore no air conditioning?
Yes, there's air conditioning, and pretty much everywhere you could possibly go inside will have it. We're not quite Dubai level where we air condition the outside, but
you know,
it's about 20 years, and I think we can get there.
Are you worried? Are you concerned about like long-term habitability because of climate change, saying that, you know, islands and coastal regions are going to be flooding within the next 5 years?
It's a mountainous area, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
It shouldn't be a concern for Saipan in particular. I haven't been to there's 14 islands, so some of them might go under, but there will definitely be a lot of landmass available to live on, so I'm not too concerned.
No, the thing you have to worry about is the volcano exploding.
That's a good point.
Wait, there's a volcano? Yeah.
It is a volcano.
Yeah, all islands come from volcanoes, so generally there's going to be some nearby.
They have to evacuate.
Doesn't have...
Wait, but Saipan, is it part of a ring of fire?
Hold on, is Saipan itself an actual volcano?
No, Saipan is not a volcano, but some of the northern islands have volcanoes on them.
But they're right next to a volcano. They had to evacuate in the 80s.
Not Saipan, though, right?
Yeah, Saipan.
Not Saipan.
Not Saipan.
Oh, Saipan.
If another island is a volcano, the magma isn't going to like flow through the ocean to take over your other
island. Okay. All right. So what I read was something to the effect that the Mariana Islands had to be evacuated. So maybe I misunderstood or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe some of the islands did.
Yeah. Okay. So I must have misunderstood according to what you're saying.
In the past, the northern islands were populated by a couple hundred people. And now maybe the active population is about 10. And the mayor's office to the northern islands is actually on Saipan, the main island.
All right.
Interesting.
Alexander, did you want to stay and talk a little further about this?
Yeah, sure.
All right, stand by.
You might find fascinating.
All right, cool. We'll continue here. Alexander is with us from CryptoFrontier.org. That is the website talking about a crypto migration to the Northern Mariana Islands.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he ordered the killing of a top Iranian general to stop a war, not to start one. But in the tense aftermath, the Pentagon braced for realization by sending more troops to the Middle East. Democrats complained that Trump had not consulted Congress, and some worried the strike made war more likely. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo argued the U.S. case with allies in the Middle East and beyond, asserting that the drone strike killing General Qasem Soleimani was a necessary act of self-defense. He asserted that Soleimani was plotting a series of attacks that endangered many American troops across the Middle East. In brief remarks to the nation, Trump said the Iranian general had been plotting imminent and sinister attacks. The U.S. has about 5,200 troops in Iraq, mostly to train and advise Iraqi forces. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about freedom migrations. The most successful, of course, is the one that we're a part of, Chris, you and I, people who love freedom migrating to New Hampshire. And that's been going on as a movement for at least the last 15 or so years. But now there's a new competitor on the block, the Crypto Frontier, which is more of a crypto-oriented project. However, our very own Mark Edge is pretty excited about it, and he's packing his bags and making the move to Saipan coming up here. Or actually, I don't think he's even sure which part of the islands, because there's three mostly somewhat populated islands within the chain of 14 islands. Saipan.
If he's not going to the main island, he's crazy.
He may be crazy.
He's crazy. You know, he's absolutely. I can't say it on the radio, but yeah, crazy.
So I mean, yeah. To me, if I were gonna go there, I'd want to be the population zone personally, because there's just more to do. There's more stuff going on. But he seems to be interested in all three of the options.
Yeah, so you ain't getting your Amazon Prime on that remote island there, buddy.
I don't think Amazon Prime's available, is it? Alexander is with us here from. The Northern Mariana Islands. He's actually live in Saipan right now. It's about noon 30 there. Can you get Amazon Prime all the way out in the middle of the Pacific?
You can buy Amazon Prime subscription anywhere, but there's no two-day delivery, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
They do ship here, and it's you can order pretty much everything you can order in the mainland, but there's a little bit of a delay.
Are there any issues with customs? I mean, as now, you know, Mariana Islands is not a different country. It's part of the United States, but one of the things that I've heard, and I don't know if it's true, is that there's some corrupt customs agents there that, will they get in the way? Are there any, have you heard anything about that?
Usually the corruption in that regard works in one's favor. One of the, like, if you're friends with a customs agent, you might be able to get a little something-something in without paying your fees. But for the average person, it's mainly just another bureaucratic inconvenience. Mm-hmm. But given the low duties, the exemption from the tariffs, right, keep in mind, all those tariffs that you guys have to pay in the mainland...
25%. Yeah, on almost all electronic, or I think on all electronics, and I think a lot of other stuff now too. So
hold up,
yeah,
what?
Solar panels, steels,
They're exempt from those tariffs.
That's pretty significant. But
part of our different.
Those will probably go away.
One of the benefits.
When Trump is out of office, hopefully, cross our fingers.
You're saying the tariffs Trump put in are not affecting the Mariana Islands?
Yes. Yeah, so we're treated the Mariana Islands as like a less developed nation. Right, there's different statuses when you're doing trades, which determine which WTO tariffs you get and all that kind of stuff. So we're treated differently than the rest of the U.S. The treaty the U.S. signed with the Mariana Islands when it joined said that it would be treated in the most favorable way possible. So that's why I had to exempt from many of these trade war restrictions and tariffs.
Interesting.
So all you business-minded people out here, there could be some opportunities in importing through Saipan, adding some value, and then shipping it to the mainland.
I'm wondering, what sort of unemployment benefits does the government bear offer for someone just getting started out, like food stamps, EBT? does it get like money?
Yeah, you qualify for the federal programs here.
Ooh.
You don't pay money to the Treasury, but you get the money from the Treasury to here.
That's awesome, dude.
That is kind of cool.
A unique position.
Now, is it true that the island people, the natives, are more likely to be on welfare? Is that just a nasty rumor?
I don't have the data, so I can't speak to it empirically. But I'll say that it's different than the Northeast Protestant work ethic. I'll just say that their pace of life is slower. It's more like the Mignana culture. Then they're like, we got to be busy, busy, busy. The most important thing in the Northeast, it seems, is to be busy. Whenever you ask them, how are you, it's like busy. And it's as if you're proud of it. Here, it's sort of the opposite. They're proud to spend time with their family, to relax, to enjoy the beautiful landscape and quality of life offered here.
There's nothing else to do. There's no jobs.
Now, wait a minute. Is that true? There's no jobs?
What's the job situation like? How many job, hire signs have you seen? And do they actually have any decent jobs, right? Like, I would love to move, but like, I want to actually make,
you have your own business.
But
you're asking for people that need a job.
Right.
There's a lot of people
what jobs can I get?
Yeah, so it has a very large percentage of business ownership, much higher than the mainland U.S. Many people have their own small stores, salons, or other businesses. In terms of the
but what's the pay? What's the profits on that business?
It will vary significantly from business to business. Enough to survive for most of them, although close.
Well, I wanted to have the chance to answer your original question, Chris. You asked about jobs.
Yeah.
Do you see now hiring signs when you're walking around Saipan or biking about? What are your thoughts on?
So there's a pretty tight labor market right now. If anything, there's a little bit of a shortage of labor. The best industry for someone moving in who wants like a white collar industry would either be education, healthcare, or government. Those would be the biggest like white collar employments that you're looking for.
When you say education, government education, like public school, or is there like a big private education industry on the island?
Yeah, there's a surprising amount of private schools. Saipan has about 50,000 people, and I believe there's six private schools there. There's even a Montessori school, some Christian schools, a wide variety, some catering to international Korean or Chinese students, as well as public school.
Is
in fact, 25% of tax revenue is allocated towards education. which is an interesting thing here.
Is it true that the majority of the people on the island aren't even from there, meaning that there's a large immigration or large immigrant population?
Yeah, one way to look at it is the registered voters. There's 19,000 registered voters and about 50,000 to 60,000 people here. So it's sort of like a Dubai-type area where the voters or residents are vastly outnumbered by foreign nationals, primarily from the Philippines.
Interesting. So a lot of these folks from the Philippines, China, Japan, because it's close to all of these places, Korea, you know, they're working there. They're coming there to work because, as I mentioned earlier, one of the interesting things about this place, even though it's part of the United States, it doesn't have the same immigration rules, meaning that there's no limit to the number of people who can be brought in with, what is it called, an H-1B or H-2B work visa. Is that correct?
Yeah, so there's H-1B caps in the mainland, which is exempt. Guam and the Northern Mariana Islands were exempted from those caps. In addition, there's a Saipan or Mariana Islands-only visa called the CW visa, which has a cap of, I believe, 13,000, but it's not currently hit, so there's still excess room.
And what does that do? Is that just for visitors or people who are staying for long terms? What is the CW?
It's a short-term non-immigrant worker visa, although there's people who've been on it for 20 years. So it's one of those, you know, short-term in quotes. And it's often used for H-1B is supposed to be someone who has 4 years of college education or the local equivalent high-skilled white-collar worker. But and CW is supposed to be for the non-four-year educated workers.
I see.
But so it's kind of relaxed here. They use each for the other.
That sounds like it's fairly easy to move, at least, from outside the U.S. then.
Which is a strong motivator, right?
Yeah, like absolutely.
That makes this different in a lot of in a major way.
A worldwide movement as opposed to a more U.S.
Because
movement.
It's so disappointing when libertarians from, let's say, Europe or wherever contact us and like, I would love to move to New Hampshire, but I don't know how. I don't know what, you know, it's impossible,
it's
basically. Unless you can get married to somebody, you know, you pretty much are SOL as far as...
I don't know if it's that difficult, though, especially most
of your... Well, it ain't easy.
Most of your Western countries, I think it's more difficult for certain...
It's still not easy, dude. There is a guy in Europe who would love to move out here, and he sent us emails, and there's just no way for him to do it. That's an easy way. You know, whereas here, it sounds like all you just got to do is find a job.
I'm sure it's easy compared to, like, trying to move to New Hampshire, but...
Yeah, so that's a big deal. Hey, Crypto Frontier, a.k.a. Alex, man, thanks for coming on. Anything else you want to share real fast? Go ahead.
Well, I'll talk with you guys at some point in the future. Have a good night.
Thanks, dude, and enjoy your day. Enjoy the afternoon there in Mariana Islands, calling us from middle of the day in the middle of the Pacific. Not even really the middle of the Pacific. It's almost all the way over towards, like, the Philippines, so pretty much... It's like as far away from Hawaii as Hawaii is from the United States, basically. It's out there.
It's really out there.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You may join them over at discord.lrn.fm. And by the way, Alexander calling from the middle of the Pacific Ocean sounded great on Discord. There wasn't even any appreciable delay or anything like that. From what I understand, they do actually have like a, you know, fiber optic cable running from Japan to the Marianas, and that's why they've got pretty good internet.
It sounds like they have a fairly solid internet connection from the sounds of what he was saying.
And yeah, they're not using satellites.
It's probably the result of Guam, the military base is on Guam, I suspect.
It does run by Mariana before it goes to Guam, I think.
Right, right. And keep in mind, he was saying there was 100 megabits per second internet connections available on the island.
He says those are available. Yeah.
So that's not...
Or 50 for probably is your typical tier.
Yeah, that's not great, but it's not... It's up until recently... It wasn't any worse than Keene.
Yeah, up until recently, it was better. That would have been better than Keene up until a few years ago.
Yeah.
I imagine you could pay more and get more. But local.bitcoin.com is an international platform, by the way. If you haven't checked it out yet, if you want to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, you can do it with dozens of payment methods, and you can actually protect your privacy because there are no ID requirements to join the site at local.bitcoin.com. Plus, all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So head on over to local.bitcoin.com to get started trading with Bitcoin Cash. We can continue with your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Robbie in Phoenix listening online. Go ahead, Robbie. Hello.
I'm Salami Rotten Hell, war criminal and mass murderer that he was.
Who?
What a surprise. Oh,
who did he say?
He's talking about the Iranian
murderer you were talking about earlier today.
Oh, okay.
So glibly, Vincent mentioned only murdered a contractor.
a mercenary.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other innocent human beings, including a lot of Americans, like, that makes a difference. But I should like to say,
well, I'd just like to say thank you for actually being on topic for once. Go ahead.
Hey, scumbag. You're never going to get away with lying about me on the public airwaves, Minister Bernard, ever. I guarantee you if you don't do as I say, I'm going to hurt Jack Edgington and his disgusting family.
Really? How are you going to do that?
You sound like a supervillain.
How are you going to do that? How are you going to hurt those people?
Vincent, there's a 100% chance there is a hell that the person you were lamenting about being killed by our president, like, that's a bad thing.
I wasn't lamenting. I mean, I think it's going to start a war.
The preachers that lie. What was he doing in Iraq, scumbag? You were talking
what's the Americans
and
doing in Iraq?
Violating country sovereignty. He's been violating other countries' sovereignty as if there's such a thing in a libertarian dope worldview to begin with. But let me give you some advice, you pothead dirtbag loser.
Nothing's better than advice no one asked for.
You're looking at a preacher that lies, that there's a 100% chance if he doesn't repent and atone, even his parents are going to be glad when he stops breathing and gone to hell. You best start wising up, you scumbag, because I'm going to hurt Jack Edgington.
What?
I'm going to ruin his
what
life.
What does he have to repent
do
for?
Sorry, wait, James.
Can
we look forward to you coming to Keene?
I'll put him on hold.
In about a week or so, are you going to come to Keene for your court appearance, James? Or is Mark just going to fearmonger and scare everyone? Not me. For no reason.
You while I was trying to talk.
Yeah, because you keep on rambling all the way through when somebody's trying to talk.
Are you coming to Keene next week? Are you coming to Keene next week?
I keep having to mute his ass because he doesn't stop talking. Go ahead.
Mark Edgington's going to go down to prosecutor Mark Nifon and profusely apologize for playing him.
Who? What did you just say? Mark's going to do what?
Discord app, or I'm going to ruin the prosecutor's life and the judge's
what
as well.
Prosecutor?
I'm not the slightest bit worried about
some threats against the prosecutor.
Anti-status made like a status and went and sought.
What are you talking about? What prosecutor?
Hey, Vincent. What? How is Mark Edgington's ugly wife and child doing?
What are you? Hold on. What prosecutor are you talking about?
If she's ugly, why would I want?
Ugly wife and child doing.
I only commit adultery with attractive wives. So.
Fine. Not for long.
He doesn't want to have a conversation, but it did sound like he was threatening a prosecutor and a judge.
Definitely just threatened a prosecutor and a judge.
I'll just say, from a libertarian point of view, he's pretty badass.
How can we listen to you when
you
don't stop talking?
When I try to respond to a question. Mark Edgington is going to go down to the prosecutor and profusely apologize. I'm going to hurt
what
his child.
What prosecutor,
and
dude?
And I told the FBI agent exactly how I'm going to ruin Jack Edgington's life and his horror lures as well.
Tell us how you're going to do it. Let's hear it. How are you going to ruin Jack Edgington's life? He's 11 years old.
I'm not going to tell you loser. Just as you're not, don't seem to find objectionable a so-called minister of peace and love.
Have you been
and
drinking tonight?
He trusts the FBI more than he won't tell you.
I love that insult. You like to go to that reflex. And by the way, I don't have three Deweys. If only if I had a Bitcoin for every time you said in the public airways that I do.
You're the only one who keeps bringing it up,
I'm
dude.
I'm going to hurt you, Ian Bernard. And I
really?
Told the prosecutor.
Oh, this is new.
I told
no, it's
FBI
not new.
Agent,
come on, don't leave
you
Chris
are.
Out. What do you want to do to Chris?
2,500 miles away from me.
Let him say it. He's got to get dumped now.
I still want to know what Mark or Jack has to repent for that he wants to kill an 11-year-old.
He doesn't like... that he's been that we've said previously that he has three DUIs on the air,
and also that he made a Facebook page called Things James Whittaken Says.
It was a public record, and it was only because
he's claiming that the public records that we've seen are not true and that he does not have those DUIs.
Okay.
As reported by jail.com.
I do really want to know, what's with Jack? Why is he threatening Jack? Like an 11-year-old
boy. Maybe
that's
all he can take is like an 11-year-old boy. He's worried he can't take on, a full-grown man or something like that. I honestly don't know.
Well, I think that's like, in James's twisted mind. Yeah, it's like as a parent, none of us are parents here, at least as far as I know. None of us are parents.
No, I'm not.
None of us are parents here. So, when you have your child threatened, it's an awful thing. thing because, you know, I mean, no, as they say, no parent should have to bury their own child. But I think James is starting to run out of steam because then he brought up Mark's mom.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you, 13 years old, James, talking about his mom?
It's pathetic.
I can maybe understand, maybe, and I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying I could maybe understand threatening an 11-year-old boy if he had harmed, you know, threatened you or something. But, like,
sure.
This is Jack. Like, he doesn't even know you exist, man.
He's just a little kid, you know?
Right, like...
It's pretty pathetic. And, I kept trying to ask him what he meant by a prosecutor. Is James being prosecuted for something? Because I haven't heard that. There's a case where he's been summoned to court in New Hampshire, but that's the civil case.
Yeah, which is what I was trying to ask him for. Is he actually going to show up to court, or is it just, you know, is nothing going to happen? Again, like the last time he was supposed to show up.
Well, the last time, supposedly, he was never served with the paperwork. And he claimed the last time I talked to him on the air that he has never been served for this particular appearance. So this appearance may end up being canceled, too. Maybe they did serve him and he's lying. I don't know. It's not my case. I didn't bring the case.
I wouldn't trust the police to actually serve the right person to begin with. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if, in this case, he's actually telling the truth.
But either way, even though there's not a prosecutor, he did sound like he was willing to threaten a prosecutor if there was one. And he definitely sounded like he was threatening a judge there during that call. So
he definitely threatened a judge and a prosecutor. Yeah. I don't know which judge or which prosecutor.
There is no prosecutor. He wasn't threatening a prosecutor. He's not
right. Like he wasn't specific about it, which could be a problem as far as
Hold on. The police. So it was Mark that's brought all these actions against James because he's wants to protect his family. I don't agree with going to the state.
I don't either.
But I think in this particular case, it's
some crazy dude 2,500 miles away.
I think it's giving him too much attention. I think it's giving him too much.
It's wasting taxpayer money.
It's not about that. It's just the
judge is going to be in that court whether or not there's a case.
Yeah, it's not about that.
So it won't increase.
It's just why rile a guy who's got no means and no capability to even harm you other than make threats on the radio.
But what I wanted to say about it was, Mark has gone to the police in Phoenix, where that guy lives. He's gone to the police in Keene. He's even ended up gone to the FBI, apparently, about this, which is why he's talking about how he was talking to the FBI, because I guess they found him and were talking to him. But nothing's been done, right? Like, there's no...
Nah.
Despite all of the threats that this guy has issued towards Mark and his family and many of the rest of the co-hosts here, nothing has been done. But I bet you if he threatens a judge, all of a sudden, the government's going to be really interested in doing something.
And that's the irony of James. My show's called Questioning Authority, and he gives me grief for being an anti-statist scumbag. And yet he's shown more disrespect to the state than I ever. He's threatening a judge, a prosecutor, all of his...
Ignores court orders. Yeah.
All of his mugshots, he has a big, dumb grin. He's smiling at the cops.
So, check out your show, Questioning Authority, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern on LRN.FM. Chargefreemedia.com is your website. Freedom Decrypted, Chris, is yours over at freedomdecrypted.com. That's coming back starting tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Saturday at 5.
Saturday.
It'll be a live show anyway. You can do archives as well at freedomdecrypted.com.
Freedomdecrypted.com. Check him out there. We'll see you tomorrow. Freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.